First, giving honor to God, who is the head of our life as a family, and thanking each and every one of you for being here this evening. I want to say that I'm so grateful for all the people that's been walking with us from the beginning, the ministers and all the leaders. And Minister Muhammad, I will say to you once again, thank you. It's a very interesting journey that we're experiencing as a family. Today I went to a meeting that I was not aware of, but became aware of it through a phone call. And I went to this meeting because this is a meeting, apparently, that has been a private investigation company. What is their name?
Noble.
Noble is their name.
Black Law Enforcement Executives National.
Okay, well, I went to this meeting. I don't know much about them, but I was very displeased. Because the simple fact is that if you're going to hold a meeting, then you need to make an announcement. And if money is being directed to you to try to find a solution to a problem that is simply easy to resolve, we shouldn't have to be able to go out to an outside Black American company to come in and find a solution to a problem. But what I was discouraged by is that you had these youth that was sitting there, and you had all these people sitting there asking questions, like they really got solutions for these children. Where did you pop up from? Where did you come from? You're asking questions to try to interview these children. And it's no disrespect to what I'm going to say, but I am so proud of the youth that is underneath you, Minister Muhammad. It opened up my eyes in such a deepness for our young people that it made me really look at the difference. The young men that came from the mentoring of Minister Muhammad had a very large vocabulary and a very large understanding. But that comes with training. That comes with love. That comes with time. That's just like taking a seed. I don't know how many individuals are in the house that knows what it's like to plant a flower or to plant a fruit or a vegetable, or have watched your grandparents plant something or harvest something. But to be able to see these young men, to be able to sit up there proud, representing the youth that were not able to speak because of the poor announcement. Now, you're getting paid, I think, about $150,000. But you have about 10 hands full of youth, and half of the hands is the young men and women that's been mentored by Minister Muhammad. And how they got invited there is because Minister Muhammad took it upon himself to bring his youth with him, because they walk very closely with him. But they're asking some of these other youths that their parents are not there, maybe not even know that they are there. So you have youth that they're questioning and ask them different questions that I feel that was very inappropriate. What solution do you have for the youth that's living on 82nd, 73rd, 71st, Holly, Birch, Plymouth? I used to be a mail carrier, and my mail route was starting from 90th Avenue all the way up to 82nd Avenue, because no one could handle that group. But when they seen the mail lady come through, they pulled back the pit bulls and they laid their stuff down and they said, let the mail lady come through. For whatever reason, they did that. But what solution do we really have to bring to the young people? We have to take our young people from a little seed screen and tell them what you expect to do for them when you really don't have a solution. So I was a little disappointed by that today. So I would like to say publicly to Minister Muhammad and to the people here that was not able to be there, I announced it to them that they need to advertise what they're doing a little bit more abroad. Don't depend on a rap radio station to get your message across at a free airtime. You got the money. Put it in a flyer. Put it in a bulletin at every organization, every church, whether it's Christian, Baptist, Islam, whatever denomination, whatever organization, put it at the children's hospital, put it at the juvenile hall, put it at the prisons, because you got parents that's going to visit inmates at the prison. That's how they got to the prison. Okay? So make it very abroad of what you're going to announce. But what I would like to suggest to the town hall meeting is that maybe we can give them an invitation to come over here. Over here and let us go out as a people and help them do their advertise and bring two or three youths with us, because they need to hear from the real black brothers and sisters. This is real talk. I'm not trying to take a lot of time, but we're not living in the plantation days anymore. I don't need you to predict to me where you're going to hold the meeting at the YMCA or the Boys and Girls Club, and you got these police officers that were standing there, and it disturbed my spirit. I have to tell the truth, because I couldn't wait to get here to release this, because this is the place that I can come to get a little bit of sense of relief. And I'm going to be honest with you. But it disturbed my spirit to see an African-American female officer to stand there in position with her hand on her taser and her hand on her gun. Oh. And you got you sitting here. What are you, ready to fire on them? You're standing there. Why are you having the police to come fully dressed with armor on? The youth's not going to open up to you. You got to come friendly. And today they did not come friendly. And I hope we get back to them. From the Grant family. I mean, Minister Muhammad, and I'm not trying to put him on a pedestal, but you got to give credit where it's due.
That's right.
And I got new common sense in the midst of my grieving. We have security right here. And they're smiling and they're posting. And they're ready. Not with weapons, but with words. They're ready. If someone comes to the door to do any kind of harm, they ain't firing with no weapon. They're going to demand and request with words. And you know what? Young brothers and young sisters will respect that more than they will a police officer with a gun in the back. So if Barb wanted to hire somebody, they could have came to Minister Muhammad. Not saying that he would accept it or not accept it, but I'm just saying they could have came to their own community and contracted their own people to do the job that really needs to be done. That's real talk. That's real talk. I'm not blind to see in the midst of my grief. You know, we have to learn as people that we need to pull together, no matter if we're white, black, Chinese, red, blue. It doesn't matter what nationality we are. We need to learn to pull together, and we need to learn to do something that I just want to show you in a visual sight so you can get it. So if I can just get five volunteers to come up. Just five. Please, just come up. Five. Right now, just five. And if it's more, it's fine. I just need to show this demonstration, because this is what we're lacking in our community. I want the five to take your sister or your brother and brace them underneath their arms. Just brace. Just brace. Now if we lock. If we lock like this as a community, in the midst of the good times, the bad. We're gonna break a little bit. But you gonna go like this. We're gonna go this way. Go around. There's an icicle right there, that pew. Right there. That was in the way. But we still locked.
Right.
Together. As a people, a community. We need to learn how to do that. We need to learn how to brace one another in the midst. And I want to help this investigation department to learn how to brace us.
Yes.
You don't know how? You're coming out of Philadelphia, San Francisco? I want to help you from the Grant family to show you how to brace the community. Come over here to the town hall meeting. We are not animals. We are a people. We don't need to be trained.
That's right.
And we don't need to be disciplined by force.
That's right.
We need to be trained and we need to be taught discipline by willingness. And it's going to take a people of coming together, of love, bracing each other. And I hope that they do come, Minister Muhammad. I hope the message can get across to them that we need them to come to Zero Headquarters.